إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the last of the sessions on the fact that awareness is strength. We began with the issue of awareness being strength. We looked at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where He said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, I am with you wherever you are. He is with you wherever you are. And today I want to mention to you the two factors of this, of having this awareness, the two benefits of having this awareness. The first of these of the two benefits of having the awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us wherever you are. And as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that statement unconditional. Wherever means wherever. Whether you are engaged in a good thing or a bad thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith, he said, if you are alone, there is someone with you, that is Allah. If there are two, the third is Allah. If there are three, the fourth is Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you are. So irrespective of what you are engaged in at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. So the first benefit of that is that this knowledge gives the person who is aware confidence. So if you are in a state where circumstances are against you, where there is tension, where there is stress, where there is hostility, the fact that Allah is with you gives you strength, gives you confidence. The one of the finest examples of this from the seerah is with respect to the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Khandaq, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this in Surah Al-Ahzab, where He said that the munafiqun, they tried to demoralize the sahaba by saying to them that you have now the force of the Quraysh under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, and you have all the others who have come with them. It's a huge army which is facing you, and this is where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has led you, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be the means of your destruction because you followed him. This is what you are now facing, this big army of the Quraysh and the people who supported the Quraysh, the Ahzab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the reaction of the Sahaba with respect to that. The reaction of the Sahaba was, they said, Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluh. They said, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said is true. And we have, what they promised us, they gave us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it only increased their Imanan wa Tasliman. This opposition which they saw only increased their Iman and increased their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how does that happen? When they are saying that whatever Allah and His Nabi promised us has come true, so what did they promise? Did Allah promise destruction? Did the Nabi promise destruction? So the opposition or the force or hostility and so on and so forth by itself is not anything to get worried about. It does not promise destruction. It is what happens thereafter. The condition itself is value neutral. Take any historical situation. Take any situation in your own life. You will find that if you take any situation like that, you will find that in that situation somebody gained, somebody lost. That's a standard rule, irrespective. Somebody always gains. Take the financial collapse that happened recently. Take the financial collapse that is supposed to happen in the near future. Do you think it just happens like that? Nobody gains? If nobody gained, there would not be a financial collapse. That is the whole issue. The whole issue is that there are financial collapses because there are people gaining. And they are gaining big time. They are gaining billions upon billions and billions of dollars. That is the reason why there is a financial collapse. If you look at the history of financial collapse, it's like a roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down, up and down. You mean tell me from, if you take the first one, say the 1930s or the 1900s, you mean from for 100 years, the financiers of this world have not learned any lesson? Believe me, they are far smarter people than you and me. Most of those people have more brain in their little fingers than all of us have together in our heads. So how come they don't understand? They understand very well. They are taking advantage of the situation. And the fact that the rest of the world suffers is not consequential to them. So what? You have to break eggs to make omelets. So the whole issue to understand is this, that if in any situation, therefore, we should stop complaining about situation. This is one of the many problems and illnesses of this ummah, is that we are a bunch of complainers. We only complain about situation. This happened. So what? You look to see how can I use this situation to my advantage. Because somebody is doing that. This is not rocket science. Somebody is using exactly the same situation to his or her advantage. And they are gaining while you are sitting and moaning. So therefore, the situation means nothing. What happens thereafter is what determines victory or defeat, loss or gain. And that is where we come to the issue of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying that the one who is aware of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always gains. He gains even when in a worldly sense he might be seen to have lost. So on the face of it, it might look like he is lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Basharat is for whom? For the sabirin, for the people who stayed steadfast through all of these tests. So the test came. There was loss of life, there was loss of wealth, and there was loss of health, and this and that. All of these things happened. Allah did not say they didn't happen. Allah did not say I protected them. Allah said these all happened. But those who stayed steadfast, for them is bashara. وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. See the benefit of this sabr. Allah sent salam on them. صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. And the mercy of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. Allah said, these are the people who are rightly guided. What is a bigger reward than the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah's salam is on these people. Salawat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are on these people. But on the face of it, what are you seeing? In a worldly sense, there is loss. And this went wrong, and that went wrong, and that went wrong. But what helped them? The ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sense that Allah is with me. The sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Because if you take the ayat which comes before this, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. The awareness that I make the zikr of Allah, Allah is making my zikr. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. So the first and benefit of this awareness is this confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. And Allah said this, as I mentioned, this is not my claim or your claim, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement. So Allah is with me. And the second benefit of this is, and that's the reason why I said, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when he said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, Allah made a unconditional statement, which means that Allah is with you wherever you are, whatever you're doing. So even if you're doing something wrong, Allah is there. Now what is the benefit of that? One benefit, as I mentioned, is you make tawbah, Allah is there to accept your tawbah. But the other benefit, which comes even before that, is that the awareness that Allah is with me stops you and me from committing that sin. I mean, what kind of level of iman or absence of iman will it be where a person is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, Allah is watching, still I'm doing whatever I'm doing. This is, may Allah protect us from that. That is really the most horrible thing. But the point is that for any reasonable, sensible person who has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she might fall into a sin, might be even committing a sin until they get this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Many examples of this. One of them is the example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us about the three people who were trapped in a cave a big rock slid on the mouth of the cave and they got sealed inside. And they made dua, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released them. The rock moved and they were released. One of those duas was what? Was the dua of the man who said that I was about to commit zina. And I'm not telling the whole story because we don't have time for all that. You know the story. So I was about to commit zina when the woman said what? She said, ittaqullah. She said, fear Allah. She was helpless. So what did she do? She said, fear Allah. And the man said, the moment I heard that, I did not touch her. I moved away and I left the place. And the money that I had given her, I left the money with her. I did not take the money. I didn't touch anything. The moment I heard that, I moved. And he said, ya Allah, if I did that to please you, and if this is true, move the stone. And Allah moved the stone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved the stone. So the point is that here is a classic case of the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the process where you are about to commit a sin. And the moment the awareness comes, the person leaves the sin. And this is a means of great pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Right? So the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. This is where Imam Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was asked, they said, what is the reason for the fact that you seem to have so much harmony and peace in your life, and why are you never worried and so on? And he said four things. He said, I know that what is written for me, nobody else can eat, so I'm not worried about my risk. He said, I know that my good deeds I have to do myself, nobody else can do on my behalf, so I focus on those good deeds. And the third thing he said, which refers to what I'm saying here, he said, I am ashamed to commit sin because I know Allah is watching. And the fourth thing he said is, I know that one day I will die, so I prepare for my akhirah. Now this is the beauty of this awareness that Allah is with me. And that's also where where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, a shayar came to him and he recited some poetry for him, and inshallah I will send you that link also. The first line of this poetry is where this is a mukalima between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his slave, and the first line of the poetry is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what kind of a person are you that you were ashamed of the sin that you were committing, that you hid from people, but you had no shame committing it in front of me? And they say that Imam Ahmad cried when he heard this thing. He wept so much that his students, they were afraid that he would die. He wept to such an extent they thought he is going to die. With this, listening to this one line, they thought he is going to collapse. Because here Allah is saying, how is it that this sin you hid from people? Simple thing I will tell you, right? Take children for example, younger people, in our culture at least, they will not smoke. They know they should not smoke. Smoking is haram anyway, but still, you fall into this thing. But they will not smoke. How many of them do you know who will smoke in front of their father? Father may know he is smoking, but they will not do that out of respect for them. How can I smoke in front of my father? How can I smoke in front of my mother? So how are you smoking in front of Allah? You're sitting and watching pornography. You won't do that in front of your father, mother, children, wife, husband, and so on and so on. So how is it you're doing it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're telling lies, you're doing ghibat, you're doing slander, and how are you doing it in front of Allah? That is the benefit of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two benefits: confidence and saves us from sin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us and be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.